Hey, I'm Tim Black. All right, so let's talk about the Baltimore riots for a minute, man. Because a lot of people don't understand at all what's going on, and maybe I can add a little clarity to your worldview. All right, first of all, what we have in Baltimore, it's a riot. What people don't know is that this didn't start off a riot. No, for a week, people were peaceful. People were peaceful. We shall overcome. Singing songs. The bottom line is that for 7 days, we didn't have any drama in Baltimore. Now that we have drama in Baltimore, what do we have? We got news crews everywhere. People giving us lots of coverage for the Baltimore issue. But one thing hasn't changed. There has been no answers about what happened to Freddie Gray. Don't lose sight of it. The snapping of this young man's spine and the crushing of his vocal box. There has been no answer to what happened. I feel like I have no reason to defend looting. Any of you guys, just stop. Cut the shit. Do not defend looting. You don't have to. It's not your job to defend looters. Don't do it. You don't defend people doing the wrong thing. I don't care who they are. So you lose credibility with me if I see you doing that. Because it's the way, look, Baltimore is poor. Hey, man, I love to dress it up for you, make it seem a different way. No, Baltimore is poor, particularly in these areas where the looting is going on. For God's sake, man, I saw a guy loot toilet tissue. Ass paper. Now, first of all, what goes through the mind of a person who steals ass paper? First of all, he has enough heart to take the ass paper and be coming out the store with ass paper. Everybody can see it. He has no shame because he really needs the toilet tissue. Do you understand? That's what we're dealing with. So if you mix in people in a poverty situation, people in poverty in Baltimore, in these areas, in an opportunity to get free shit, they're going to take it. I'm not saying they should be doing it. In fact, I think they should not be doing it because it's not worth risking your life and your freedom. But when you are poverty stricken, when you are broke as hell, you're willing to take that risk. All right? And I don't care if that's Baltimore. I don't care if that's New York. I don't care what I don't. People going to come up if they can come up if they need it. Let's just keep it real, right? Can we keep it real, you and I mean, we know that mainstream media, they're not gonna keep it real. The Wolf Blitzers, the Anderson Coopers, the Rachel Maddows, the John Lemons, the Bill O'Reilly's, they're not gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna keep it real with you. All right, so now, let's not lose face or sight of the fact that we still don't know what happened to Freddie Gray. It's been almost 2 weeks. What if that was a family member of yours? No, the man doesn't have to be perfect, but he sure don't need to be dead because of him. So explain to me why my cousin or my brother or my son is dead. You've had 2 weeks. I can't even get a report out of you that makes sense. I mean, tell me there was no scuffle. In the report, they said there was no scuffle. No interaction whatsoever. Now we find out, I mean, he's got a broken spine. He's got a crushed voice box, and there's nothing. But you want to tell me that all police officers are bad? All police officers are bad, okay. Where's the good one out of the 6-man team that are now sitting home on paid vacation? Where's the good one out of the 6 bunch to tell what happened that day? I'm waiting for one of these officers to tell on the other officer who broke the guy's vocal box. like us burning up things, we would have still not listened. See, that's how the people who are looting think. That's how they feel. They're like, they ain't gonna do shit anyway. We might as well get what we can, because they not gonna do nothing. They not gonna find anybody guilty. Shit, they killed a 12-year-old kid. Tamir Rice, left to happen. But in this case, you can't say that, you know, Freddie Gray tried to take his gun. The six of them. That's not gonna work. Alright guys, do me a favor. Hit this playlist to find out more about Freddie Gray, so you know the context, how this fits into the puzzle. And click here to subscribe to my channel. I give it to you real, I give it to you straight. You're not gonna get that everywhere. I give it to you every day, it's for free. Keep watching, I'll keep making videos. I ain't gonna stop. It's gonna be every day, all day, till we find out what happened to Freddie Gray. Hit subscribe for more of Tim Black, Tim's Take Live, and Tim the Bartender.